Jobs, as we all know, are hard to come by in the current economy. Unemployment in Massachusetts climbed to 8% in April, up from 7.7% in March. It's the highest level since 1993. And for young people between 14 and 21 years old, the situation is even worse. They're competing now with college graduates and older workers who are either staying on the job or going back to work. In March, Governor Patrick announced he'd commit more than $30 million over 2 years in state and federal funding to create 10,000 summer positions for Massachusetts youth. To find out how the situation is panning out as we enter the summer months, we visited ABCD, Action for Boston Community Development. It's a social service organization in Boston with a summer works program that provides jobs, education, and mentoring to at-risk youth. In a minute, we'll hear from Program Director Aaron Tanimoto, but first, Kenesha Durr, who's a 19-year-old from Dorchester who's received help from ABCD and has landed a summer job. She also plans to attend Bunker Hill Community College in the fall.
I'm actually photocopying my diploma so that I can have it on file, so when they need to pull something up for me, they have it right there.
According to ABCD, 15,000 young people in this state are looking for work this summer.
It's a tough road.
Along with Kenesha Durr, we also sat down with 19-year-old Joseph Carter from Dorchester and 17-year-old Irving Wu from the South End and asked them what it's been like trying to find a job in this economy.
You have to always stay on your feet. You always constantly have to look. Economy's bad. It's been tough.
What was your experience like trying to find a job?
ABCD helped me find a job because they actually put in that foot forward. But without them, I probably wouldn't be able to get a job because they're looking at me as, well, you're young, you're coming out of high school, you don't actually have that degree.
And how about you?
Talking to a lot of people didn't really sound too good, you know, and also my mom being laid off too. Overall, it was really negative, but ABCD offered help.
Was it any more difficult to find a job this summer than in summers past?
Honestly, I was filling out 5 to 10 applications a day, out from like 8 to 5, just searching. We are competing with older people, people twice our age, for jobs that people consider to be teenager jobs.
Every week, I was going on Monster, Google, you name it, I was on, and I was putting my applications in for jobs that I felt as though was my age and I required, and I had the qualifications for them, and it's still, I wasn't getting a response back.
What was your experience like before you came here?
I kept talking to a lot of friends. A friend that worked at CVS full-time, he said there's like a lot of application work, resumes with college students.
So what will you be doing this summer?
I signed up for summer works and hopefully I would be able to work at the Mass Bay Commuter Rail.
Hopefully, once I finish the internship with ABCD, I'll be going as an intern at a daycare.
I'll be working at a summer camp, be a camp counselor 24/7.
Do you all think you wouldn't have had jobs this summer if you hadn't gone through the program here?
No, we wouldn't have had jobs. Also, like, they help you beyond that part, too. ABCD stepped out of also helping us find a job, also helping us get into school.
I was getting pretty down, pretty discouraged. If I didn't get the internship and I didn't go through the training courses, I'd just still be discouraged.
ABCD expects to help 2,000 Boston-area kids find jobs, which is twice as many as last year. But they've also received 4,000 applications so far, one-third more than last year. Summer Works Program Director for ABCD, Aaron Tanimoto.
We're seeing older people, college-age students, adults, taking jobs that were traditionally being held by teenagers. So we're seeing a lot more teens looking to our programs for the extra support.
That must create much more demand on what you do here.
Not only are we seeing the demand in the number of young people who are applying for summer jobs, but the type of person. Traditionally, I mean, ABCD is an anti-poverty agency, so we work more specifically with low-income families in the city. But this year, we've seen a lot of middle and higher-income young people coming to our program and asking for job opportunities.
So while you will be able to help a couple of thousand kids this summer find jobs, place kids in jobs, there will be a huge teen unemployment problem this summer in Boston.
Usually we're able to serve only a third of the young people who apply. I know the mayor has made a big pitch to try to have every young person who's looking for a job employed. More kids will be unemployed than employed this summer.
In March, Governor Patrick announced he was going to commit more than $30 million over 2 years in state and federal funds to create 10,000 summer jobs for youths across the state. Have you seen that money? Is that some of the money you're seeing? Is that having an effect as far as you know?
Some of that has gone to our ability to increase the number of jobs here in Boston. But statewide, they're going to see a large increase in some towns and cities that have not participated in summer jobs before.
Given that ABCD has more applicants than jobs it can send those kids to, given that there are thousands of kids across the city who aren't coming to you looking, but are looking on their own, what's your advice for kids who are looking for jobs this summer?
Not to be discouraged and to put as many applications, to keep trying and be resilient, to keep applying to programs like ABCD, because our mission will be to put as many kids to work. We're not going to leave money on the table. We're going to just keep placing kids until we don't have money, or even if we overspend a little bit, but my boss doesn't know that.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, Will.
That was Action for Boston Community Development Summer Works Program Director Aaron Tanimoto. We also spoke with Kenesha Durr, Joseph Carter, and Irving Wu about the tough summer job scenario.